All right, for today's deep dive, we are getting into a really foundational piece of South African economic strategy. We're talking about Act No. 74 of 1977, the Road Transportation Act.
That's right. And before you even get into the legal text, you have to understand the context. This law meant the government was basically regulating nearly every commercial wheel that turned in the country.
Exactly. So our mission here is to quickly unpack how this whole system of control worked, and maybe more importantly, why they even put it in place.
Yeah, the why is key. I mean, the Act's official purpose was pretty dry, something like to provide for the control of certain forms of road transportation.
Right.
But the real policy, the thing we need to zoom in on, was regulating road transport to protect and really to favor the state-owned railway services.
Okay, now that changes everything. That makes the administrative structure they set up way more interesting. If this was about strategic control, what kind of mechanisms did they actually build to manage all of this?
Well, you needed a bureaucracy, right? A layered one. So control was managed by the National Transport Commission, kind of at the top, handling the big picture.
The National Review.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then underneath them, you had the regional boots on the ground, the local road transportation
Oh,
boards.
okay.
And these boards had the really crucial job of looking at permit applications in their specific areas. It distributed the workload but kept the policy centralized.
So the boards were the gatekeepers, but what exactly needed a permit? You said it was comprehensive, and it sounds like they cast an incredibly wide net for what they called road transportation.
Oh, they did. The key definition is everything here. It said transportation was regulated if it involved moving people or goods on a public road by a motor vehicle. But here's the thing. It wasn't just if you were doing it for reward, like getting paid to be a courier. It was also if it was done in the course of any industry or trade or business.
Wait, hold on. That's where it gets really fascinating. Why would the government need to control a factory moving its own products or a business just shuttling its own employees around?
Because they had to achieve their policy goal, they had to control it all. By controlling those own use vehicles, which they did through what was called a private permit, they could manage the whole economic shift towards road transport, which was directly competing with rail.
So even if you own the truck and you own the goods inside it,
You still needed that permit.
incredible. Let's just detail those three permits then so it's clear.
So first, you have the public permit. That's for your standard trucking company or bus service, moving goods or people for a reward.
The classic carrier.
Right. Second, and this is the really important one we were just talking about, the private permit. This was for any business conveying its own employees or its own goods as part of its work.
So the state was basically regulating internal company logistics.
They were. And finally, there was a temporary permit for short-term or one-off transport needs.
Okay, even with that incredibly wide net, there must have been some common sense carve-outs, right? Just to stop the whole system from just grinding to a halt in bureaucracy. What activities were actually defined as not needing a permit?
Absolutely. The exemptions were crucial for, daily life. They included a lot of relief for farmers. So moving unprocessed farm products or things like farming requisites or laborers, as long as the farmer was using their own vehicle, that was exempt.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about small local businesses? Did every corner shop's little delivery van have to go through this whole process?
Thankfully, no. And that was the other critical exemption. There was a low threshold out. The conveyance of goods by any vehicle with a carrying capacity that didn't exceed 1,000 kilograms.
A metric ton.
Yep. So that kept local commerce, small pickup trucks, all of that moving without getting tangled in paperwork.
So, if we step back, what does this all mean for you listening to this? This act wasn't just some administrative rule book. It was a powerful economic tool. It set up this massive permit-based licensing system that forced pretty much all commercial transport to get approval from the commission and these local boards.
And that control was explicitly designed to be used against competing infrastructure. I mean, the Act even had a section, Section 26, that allowed the government to step in and withdraw existing public permits.
Withdraw them!
Yes, and even offer compensation if new railway services were built in an area. So what you've gained here is an insight into how legislative policy can explicitly and very deliberately favor one form of transportation rail over another road by using administrative control as a tool of national strategy.